Mike Tubin chairs the Historic District Commission.
The first step required in getting a historic district expansion completed is to get approval from Mass Historic Commission. The report just describes the area, specifically the houses, the area, its historic significance, the history of historic districts in Plymouth. So it's just more of a fact-finding study to support the historic district expansion.
And that expansion is?
Union Street, Lincoln Street, Bradford Street, and that whole area all the way up to Sandwich Street and around, including the marina, the yacht club, 11 Lincoln Street, and the Nathaniel Morton property.
Tubin says right now the historic district consists of
Plymouth downtown and waterfront, down to South Russell, over to abutting Union Street, straight down to the waterfront, and then back like a block or so, you know, to the Jenny Gristmill, Summer Street.
Homeowners at the meeting expressed concerns.
I think the only detractions were people just weren't aware of how the Historic District Commission operates. It was more the process, because we do have certificates, certificate of non-applicability, certificate of hardship, and a certificate of non-applicability, where if it's maintenance, if you have siding and a couple of pieces blow off, you can just repair your siding. You don't have to come before us.
In Plymouth, Bobby Clark, WATD News.